I'll say second one, Malcolm McLaren, Duck Rock, which was, I guess, he's a dude that, I guess, did so many things. Like, he managed the New York Dolls for a while, and then the Sex Pistols. He was sort of like a weird, almost like a sort of manipulator of culture, sort of when he was working as a manager. And then he started a solo career in the 80s, and this record was one that he did where he, I guess he'd sort of appropriated all this sort of like sort of tribal African music and also sort of early hip-hop kind of stuff. Like, I think he went to New York and met all these people like Afrika Bambaataa and just sort of did this crazy record that just combines all these different weird sort of sounds from different places together. And I guess that, for me, was just sort of a real introduction to a lot of that sort of different kind of music. And also just, it's really interesting when you listen to it now, because it sort of paints a real portrait of maybe life at that time in New York, which I guess is something that I'm, you know, quite nostalgic about. And that's, yeah, that's a record that I've listened to sort of pretty much nonstop, since Cut Copy started. I really love it.